Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's September 18, 2021, and what an absolute beautiful day in the West Coast. Finally, we've been dealing with a lot of smoke. We love it out here now. There's breeze, and it's cooled down, and I am in a good mood today. Denise Dirks is here with me, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're going to talk about a lot of interesting and fun things today. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And we say that because we don't want you to expect too much, all right? You know, if you really think you're going to get a lot out of this today, just don't do that and just enjoy and relax and listen to what we have to say. Todd, you have something to say?
I'm just saying good things happen for us when you set the bar low.
We always do. Well, that's the best part. You know why? Why wouldn't I? Why would I say this is a great show? Listen, no, we're setting it low. Don't just know it's only sometimes informative. I had someone on. I was on a stage the other day. And actually, I'll throw out as one of these big social media stages. And by the way, there were some who's who were on the stage with me and asked me some cool questions. But an individual asked me this long, lengthy question about patents and trademarks.
And you can, after
the end of it, and first of all, I don't give legal advice. You know, over you know, it's at an event, right? And the crickets, like you said, I looked and said, well, I have a patent and trademark lawyer. Give me a direct message to me on Instagram, and I'll give you his name because I have no idea.
Well, I could have given you my granddaughter's husband is a patent lawyer in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So started working there. But when Fred was done answering the question, you know, the crowd said, "Did you get this on tape, Fred?" Here it is.
Yes,
they love it.
Yeah, so it was interesting. So just as a lawyer, you're going to remember, I don't know everything. And even though sometimes I think I do, I really don't know everything. And so that was fun. But we're going to talk about these very interesting things. A Michigan teacher is sued. Why is this Michigan teacher sued? This is a very interesting case we're going to talk about. And the NXIVM Alice Mack case is wrapping up. Luckily, all that's wrapping up. We're going to tell you about some jail time and why. Very interesting arrest of a lawyer in Texas. Why is this lawyer arrested? And I'm like thinking, I don't know. I don't know if they should have arrested the guy. I think there's some issues there of freedom of speech or expression, and we're going to talk about that. Obviously, Elizabeth Holmes trial, oh my gosh, that's the blood machine. This is just starting up, and this is very fascinating. This is the Bay Area woman that was on, Inc. magazine and Forbes and had the blood drop machine, right?
Analyzing.
Yeah, blood drop, baby. It was blood machine. I'm thinking this on the heels of talking about the Texas case with the attorney. We're talking about a blood analysis machine, not a machine that went out wreaking havoc on the public.
Maybe a bill collecting machine.
There you go.
Hey.
Well, you know what? I've read prosecutor's argument and defense. I don't know. Defense is going to have some good arguments, and I kind of like their arguments where they're going. Denise is shaking her head, and I think we're going to be in agreement. I think it's a pretty good argument, and not only a good argument, but probably kind of true the way things work out, and we're going to discuss that. The Disney Black Widow case. That's Scarlett Johansson that's suing Disney.
Yes, it is.
And Disney Plus. And I know Todd is there for her. If she needs some moral support, he's always there. Scarlett, I know you're listening to our show. You always do.
Scarlett, I have your back.
Yeah. So, Todd. Todd's there for you.
Oh, yeah, Scarlett.
Todd's there for you, but we're going to talk about why this is a significant case, because it's very significant.
It is.
This is, and everyone's thinking, oh, well, what's Fred? Why is this so significant? You've got to hold on, because it's really interesting. I never understood this deal making, and I don't do Hollywood deals, and it's a kind of a specialty that a lot of lawyers do, these big movie deals with these entertainers. Man, there's some interesting things they do, and here's the interesting thing, and don't do on purpose in order to, quote, try to get some more money out of deals. So we're going to talk about that. And Todd is going to get into detail about this very interesting South Carolina lawyer case where the lawyer was just arrested. This is bizarre. I've heard about it briefly, but Todd has followed it quite extensively. We're going to talk about that. We've got a lot of other things we're going to talk about. Remember, we're a three-hour show, 9 to noon Pacific time. If you're listening to us and your radio station happens to turn off for, let's say, a something like a college football game, like, come on, man.
Yeah, right? Really?
Really? Come on.
I feel like we need to be playing the Gilligan's Island 3 theme song, a three-hour show, a three-hour show. Yeah.
Well, it's a wreck, too, right?
Yes.
And you're all stuck with us for a long time.
And Denise has to play the parts of both Ginger and Marianne. Good heavens.
Who
and,
am I?
And Mrs. Howell.
Well, we know Cal's the professor.
Well, you be the skipper, I'll be Gilligan.
Skipper?
Okay, little buddy.
Hey, little buddy.
I want to be Mr. Howell. I think I'd rather be Mr. Well, I don't know. I'll be the skipper. Does the skipper ever get the girls?
No.
No.
Does Gilligan ever get the girls?
No.
Well, at least not on
camera. Only the professor gets the girls.
The professor gets all the babes. Yep.
Oh.
The women, the females. Excuse me. Sorry. That was bad.
It's kind of true to life.
Yes. That's right. The smart guys get the women and the money.
Well, he also was one of the better looking of them.
There's no doubt.
So Fred could be the professor, really.
No, you're the professor. No, I'll be the captain that crashes the boat, because I am the head. I am the captain here. So remember, seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. If you want to call in, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Before we get going into, and we're going to do three things. What people come, well, look, let's back up. I'm getting old, and I always do this to myself. I step over myself. If you want to follow us at RadioLawTalk.com, if, like, there's only 1 hour being shown, because you know what? I am a football fan, and I do love college football, and I'll be watching college football today after the show.
You bet.
Even though I'm going to probably have some work to do. I've got a list of honeydews. I tend to lose those, Cal. Do you? I mean, she gives me the list, and somehow I always look in front.
Saturday afternoon, I can't find my notebook that has the stuff written in it.
I can't find it either, and I usually drive around the block for about an hour and a half before I get home.
I have a materials list there written, everything I need to buy, you know, to do the project. I just can't find it.
I can't either. Denise, what's your honey-do list today?
Watch the Ducks game.
There you go.
Oregon Ducks. What about?
It's a New York team, so I don't even know. It's not one that counts, but I don't know if you saw the game.
We're not in any stations in New York at all.
No,
okay.
I mean, I don't know the team. It's not part of their normal season, right?
Oh, okay.
So I think they're doing it for money.
I would ask Todd if he's got a honeydew list, but he's got a honey cat list. What do you?
I have.
He's got a kitty do list.
Kitty do.
Well,
I mean, the cat box.
Well,
that
the box does need to be changed.
All right, we do talk about the law coming up pretty soon, but hang on. Again, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. We're going to talk about it. A lot of interesting things. And remember, this is we're only talking about general topics of law. But case or no case is what comes up all 3 hours. Cal is going to lay out a scenario for us and try to trick us to determine whether or not it's an actual case. We have to determine if it's a case and what the outcome is. And Cal, we don't have much time left, so we're going to bring that up.
I really can't set this one up.
Just tee it up. What is it generally about?
It has to do with the world of art and an artist named Robertito.
Robertito,
a world famous artist. Yeah.
Robertito. We're going to come back and talk about Robertito.
Yep.
Do a case or no case, then jump into the Michigan teacher is being sued. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. There's much more of it coming right up. So you stay right there, and we'll continue from right here.
Todd and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car 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 Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. I'm a Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. This is no fun.
This is a great time to call the show. 855 Law Radio. That's 855 Law Radio.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I just cut during the break, we have a wonderful segment in a thing called Fireside where I talk to my friends. It's a podcast. And my good friend, Wendy Cooper, I'm going to do a shout-out to her. We're just talking to her. I feel so bad because it's like I had to cut her off. Cal's like, oh, 30 seconds. Oh, boogs. Wendy and I are having a great, great conversation. And I'm gonna shout her out. She's got a Where's the Beef Tech v. Creative. I wrote it fast. Tech v. Creative. Where's the Beef? Wendy Cooper. Look up her podcast. It's all about tech startups. She knows a lot about tech startups. So if you're ever bored and want to listen to a podcast, she's the one you want to listen to. But, you know, we're having a lot of fun here, Cal. We're talking about a case or no case. Cal, roll what everybody's here for. That's case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah! Robertito was a world-famous artist and made his real money as an art instructor, selling paint and art supplies. Robertito's son was also a very good painter, and he had a half-brother that traveled the world teaching the great unwashed how to paint flowers and landscapes. Then, as always happens, the elder Robertito fell ill. The company that packaged and sold his paints and art supplies tried and tried and tried before his death to get Robertito to sign over his most valuable asset to them, his name. But Robertito refused, and he had left 51% of his estate, name and image and earnings, to his older brother and 49% to his artist son. And he was just as adamant that he was not going to give up his paint company. They threatened to sue. Some people were intimidated by lawsuits. Robertito's brother was threatened to be sued by the paint distribution company. The threats came around, the door knocks, the paperwork flew. So I'm going to ask you, can a person sell or give up the rights to his name or image? Is this a case or no case? Denise, I think it's you. We're going to start with you this time. Why not? Well, you know, you're going to watch the Ducks later.
All right.
Minimal pressure.
All right. I'm going to sell Donald Duck's likeness.
There you go.
I'll be sued. Trust me. This is, there's a real scenario. It's not Robertito, but he's the guy that used to paint on TV, and he was very soothing when he talked and painted landscapes and, you know, all that stuff. And exactly the scenario, his brother, it got his name, and it was his company that was promoting him, trying to say they owned the name. And I think what happened, unfortunately, is Roberto was pressured into selling his name, and so it's kind of a big deal, but it was never a case, is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's a scenario, but not a case.
All right.
Fair enough. Mr. Penny, what say you
all
in
right.
the case of Robertito, his uncle, his brother, I should say, and his son, and the paint company?
I know this answer. Yes, you can sell your name. And yes, I've known of people that have sold their name and they had to buy it back. But here's the thing. Cal, I believe this is a famous person. Is that correct? That you just, you're using a different name. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then let's throw in that if we can guess the name of the person, then we get an extra point, so it'll be 3 points. So I'm gonna go with this. This is a case, and this is someone that sold their name, and they have a famous paint company. I'm just trying to figure out which paint company it is.
His first name was Sherwin.
Sherwin.
His brother was William.
Okay.
That's a bear of an answer.
All right, let's think about that. You got me thrown now. Okay, I'm gonna say it's a case, and I'm gonna say yes, he sold his name, and too bad. I mean, the name goes with it, and it's a real case, and I'm trying to think of the other paint companies. What's the other one that's the real big paint company? There's
Sherwin Williams.
Yeah, Benjamin.
They're all named after real people.
Yeah. Home Depot.
No, that's Bear.
Sears Weather Beater.
No.
That's who it is. It's a weird name. Kids teased him at school all the time. Hey, Weather Beater, come here. We're playing dodgeball.
Yeah, no. I think what it is that other one. Not DuPont. What's the one? I can't think of it. It's the main one that everybody. Okay, go to Todd, and I'll think of the name of the paint company.
Fair enough. Mr. Kuna,
I'm going to think of the name of the guy.
Okay, so we're trying to figure out the name of the guy, right?
You can.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do this one in character, all right? You know, sometimes we have a case or no case, but it's really cool. And I don't like to think that we make accidents. You know, we don't make mistakes on Radio Law Talk. We call them happy accidents. And everybody deserves a friend. You know, I'm going to draw a tree over here. Let's give him a little buddy, a little friend right here off the side. You know, I like to say, save animals and do everything. And I went with a permanent haircut because I didn't want to have to pay for haircuts. That's why I went for a perm. And I used to be in the Navy. I have half a finger.
Ross.
Bob Ross is the name of the guy. Okay. And I'm going to say that this is a scenario, but not a case. I'm going with Denise.
Wow.
You're correct on the Bob Ross. Mr. Penny, what did you say? Is this a case or no case?
Oh, I'm saying it's Bob Ross. Say Bob Ross.
Everybody's saying Bob Ross now.
Yes, it's a case.
I heard you say Bob Ross. Most of you get the extra credit for the Bob Ross thing.
Most.
How about all of us?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so though, I'm going to say it's a real case. I'm the only one that says case.
And the
other two says the outcome is Bob Ross loses or his estate loses.
Oh, he doesn't lose. He just has a happy accident.
Happy legal accident. Well, those of you who say this is a case.
Yes!
And the uncle deceptively sold Bob Ross's name and image to the paint distribution company.
Yes.
The son, who thought he would get 49% out of this deal, didn't get anything.
Yes.
So he was most upset.
I won. So that's me. I won all across. I get 3 points, Denise.
You want to know a little interesting piece of trivia about very mild-mannered Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Early on, before he took up painting, he was a drill sergeant in the Air Force and was had so much disdain for how aggressive he had to be that he completely became a pacifist, went the other way, and that spawned his painting.
I'll tell you another trivia as we go out to break. Dead serious, I was about ready to buy an original Bob Ross before he passed away. I was in the process. I mean, I just started the process, and then he passed away, and it's like, forget about it, can't get it now. Boy, if I would have bought it a few months before.
His family is clinging to them, and there are far, far more than you might imagine. A lot of other artists paint in the Bob Ross style and try to deceive folks that it's a Robert Bob Ross.
We'll be back.
And that's Case or No Case. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If your loved one has... If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the nation's capital at this hour, the first people who will be participating in what's known as the Justice for J6 rally at a site near Capitol Hill shortly are starting to trickle in, while the heavy security presence has been there for several days, along with another high security fence like was up shortly after the insurrection on Capitol Hill in January. Now, this rally is only expected to draw about 1,000 people tops, and police say they're ready for anything, even though the organizers promise there won't be any trouble.
We have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it.
That's D.C.'s Homeland Security Chief speaking. For days, they've been asking, where is Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old Florida woman who hasn't been seen since she was on a vacation with her fiancé? And now, even though he came back when she did not, he is said to be missing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Well, they do some things interesting in Michigan, that's for sure. At least teachers do. This is a father who has a 7-year-old Michigan girl. Oh, my gosh, cutest little girl in the whole world. If you've seen her picture, they kind of put her picture up, but they cross some stuff out. Gorgeous little girl. Cute as a button. So she comes home, and She's got this very unique curly blonde hair, right? And we have to bring this up because the issue came up of whether race. I think she's half black, half white, I believe. But she's biracial, and this beautiful hair of hers is very unique. And in fact, apparently they take her to a salon just to make sure that it looks nice. Very curly blonde, naturally curly long. And she came home one day, and the side of one of her head and the hair was all cut out. And they said, "Well, what happened?" And she said, "Well, apparently a classmate used the scissors to cut her hair on the school bus." Now, look, is that normal? Yes. In fact, I got pictures of my wife in the 60s as a little girl with a little boy's haircut because her and her friend Lori, we will not name her last name, decided to play barbershop, and my wife had beautiful long hair as a child, and they cut it all, chopped it all up, and so yeah, she had to cut it really short like a boy cut. But this last not unusual, right?
No, it happened to my daughter at the daycare, and the girl was using scissors that weren't supposed to cut paper, right? They were like those kind of safety scissors. She cut her hair all the way off, and then this girl had long hair, and she would say, "Ricky Anna, I have such long, beautiful hair. What happened to yours?"
I never had that problem. So anyway, so she cuts her hair off, and then she comes back again, apparently. And the other side is cut off. Is that right? And she's trying to figure out.
The parents took her to a beautician,
right, beautician,
to try to do an asymmetrical cut to at least make it look nice for her and make her so she didn't feel like she was, you know, cutting your hair. Sometimes it can be ugly.
And then she finds out there's more cut on another side, right?
That's right. After going to the beautician, getting an asymmetrical cut, she goes back to school. She comes home from school again, and there's more cut. And her dad says, "I thought I told you not to let students cut your hair." And she says, "But Dad, it was the teacher who did it."
Yikes. So a lawsuit is ensued of $1 million. Is it $1 million lawsuit?
Yes.
$1 million lawsuit for cutting of their daughter's hair. And apparently, again, innocent until proven guilty, but they're. And some general information that there's two other employees that were aware of this incident. They're not finding any racial issues here at all, but why? And they're in the process of, looking into this, the district is, but obviously the lawsuit saying that, you know, the district failed to properly train, monitor, direct, discipline, and supervise their employees and or teachers, and or she wasn't reprimanded at this time, at least according to what we know. But the question is, what was she thinking? Do we have any idea why this happened?
Sure. You're the teacher, you mean?
Yeah.
She said, "Well, you know what? I can straighten that out. I know, honey. Come here. Let me see if I can help you make it look okay."
Now this is speculation, right?
Right. That's purely speculating, but it seems to me I can see how something like that could happen.
But she already went to the beautician.
I could see that, too. You know, not a lot of information's come out, and I think this puts the teacher in a bit of a tough spot because let's play out this scenario. The girl comes back to school. She's got this new hair salon style, but it's still asymmetrical. And the kid who cut her hair before, maybe it was bullying, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Said it happened on a school bus, but let's say hypothetically she's getting teased, and the teacher, because they're saying the teacher had good intentions, right? So the teacher comes over, and the girl is teased. "Well, do you want me to straighten it out for you?" "Yeah, okay." And she straightens it out. Here's the problem with that scenario. First, teacher probably shouldn't have done anything. But second, if the teacher goes to say, what's she going to say? "Well, the girl asked me to do it." Boy, that puts you in a tough spot where you're an adult. There's a district policy that you're not supposed to do that. And your defense is, "The kid asked me to do it." And you know, what are they going to do now? Depose the kid and ask, did you ask him or her to cut your hair? It's just a tough situation all the way around. But in my not so humble opinion, it ain't $1 million mistake.
No, I was going to say, what are the damages? The remedy is going to be, well, the damages are, wait a minute, it grew back. Oh, my gosh.
The judge is going to say. If it doesn't grow back, come back to court.
Well, or they'll say for the short amount of time.
Yeah, right? I mean, they have to figure out what's the value of a child having her hair cut off. And there was other staff members that knew the teacher did this, and nobody said anything. So it does go a little bit beyond just the teacher and imply more of the district employees.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Look, you read a headline, it makes you think that the girl came home bald, and that's certainly not what happened. But, you know, how much was cut, what happened, all this kind of stuff. It ain't worth $1 million.
Now, when I was in grammar school, instead of the teachers cutting my hair, they'd bring me in and say, "We're not going to cut your hair, and here's the paddle with the holes in it, Fred.
We're going to whip your butt."
Whoppo! That's what I got.
That was my early years of school, too.
Yeah, that's exactly. Whatever happened to those? We're not advocating that. Everyone's going to like
a good old-fashioned boat oar with holes drilled in it and a red X painted across it. Thank you, Mr. Weinstein.
Our principal was alleged to have one of those paddles, but I never saw it.
Well, you're a good girl, you know.
No.
So anyway, they didn't cut my hair in my school. So, but again, I was in a country school, and again, I had a wonderful principal, and I'm going to shout out to Mr. Taylor. We really appreciated him. He was really into sports and stuff, and he was very forgiving. But you know what the best part? And I'm digressing, but here's what's important. Those were the days, ready for this? I sound like my dad and my grandpa. Those were the days when you did something wrong and the principal paddled you. Your parents will come down and say,
"Thank you.
What did you do wrong? thank you for swatting him.
Yes.
And now it's like, I'm going to sue you because what are you doing to my kid? And it's like, I'm sorry, but it was just a different life now. It was just so different. My dad would always say, you'd always say, what did you do to make them discipline you?
Exactly. Even parents respected authority at that time of the teacher and the school administrator.
Boy, we digress, but I'm just telling you that. And it was good for me. I wasn't a bad, super bad kid, but a couple of times I needed it. Let's talk about Allison Mack. This is, you know, Todd, you set this up, or Denise. The NXIVM is a cult-like place. Now, where were they located? I don't remember exactly. Do you guys remember where they were located? Somewhere in the United States where this kind of a weird dude, kind of a nerdy kind of guy, that started this cult that started out as a, like, feel-good place and motivational speaking.
Early on, he had a whole series of self-empowerment lectures and training that he would do, and had some pretty high-profile individuals get involved in it. But as things progressed and as he got a following him, it seemed to focus a bit more on up-and-coming actors, younger folks in the Hollywood area, very easily impressionable. And boy, if you recruit somebody that has some sort of resume, all the new actors in Hollywood are going to see this. And the idea here was, well, they'll just follow whatever you say, and then you recruit them into this group. And it went from being self-empowerment to like cult-like behavior, where they're all vying for an opportunity to be some special person to him. And there's some actors that got involved in. Allison Mack is probably one of the most famous that we have discussed. She used to be on Smallville, and she was convicted for her role in this. Apparently she was recruiting and maybe grooming some folks, some younger actresses.
That
got involved in this. And the folks would end up being branded. And she was convicted. And recently she has started her membership in a different group, a group called Those Who Are Incarcerated. She has reported to serve, what was it, a 3-year jail term.
Right. But she did report early.
But she's already been doing some jail time. So, look, she's not going to be in there very long. She's going to get, California, if you good behavior, you can cut it in half, can't you? Or what? You know that.
Half an hour.
This is
a federal case. If you are convicted of a state crime and it's not serious or violent, you do half time. So if you get sentenced for a year, you get out in 6 months.
But federal, you do
85% of it. Whatever 85% of 3 years is, less whatever credit she has going in, that's what she's going to have to do.
So she's going to be get free lunches and mac and cheese in a nice comfy bed.
Her name's Allison Mack. It'd be like eating me and cheese.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some very interesting things, including a lawyer that's charged with disorderly conduct. We're going to find out why it's bizarre. We'll be right back.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Oh, that's down.
Now back to the show. Here are Fred, Todd, and Denise.
There we go. So there's some lawyers that, again, like any profession, there's different people in all walks of life. And there's this wonderful lawyer in Galveston, Texas, that apparently watches too many movies. And I have never seen this movie, but apparently the movie is called, what is it called again? Hold on, what's the movie, guys?
Halloween.
Halloween. That's right, the Halloween film series. Yeah, duh. Which, actually, I've never seen Halloween. I'm dead serious. Oh,
it's got the iconic line. It's just the piano.
No, it's not me.
And that was Jamie Lee Curtis was in that.
Yeah. So
and it's where they make dumb decisions.
That's like every horror movie. Let's go hide in the axe shed.
What is that? Is it Progressive that does it? One of them does it. It's like What's the movie?
Why don't we just get into the running car? Are you stupid? Let's run to the.
And they run behind, and then and that the axe guy. That, well, the guy that's got the chainsaw is like shaking his head, like, "Oh my gosh,
this is going to be too easy."
But anyway,
I think it's Geico.
Oh, maybe it's Geico.
And it's you know, if you're in a horror, if you're a teen in a horror movie, you make stupid decisions. Don't make a dumb decision with Geico.
Yeah, so, something like that's pretty funny. Yeah. So anyway, this lawyer goes down to the beach, right? And he claims, and he likes to put stuff on social media, apparently, and he likes to put some interesting things on social media. Now, really quick, what I want to note down is, and I make sure I've noted this down in this town, I'm just Galveston, Texas. There's a rule about disorderly conduct, and their law is it bans offensive gestures or language, right? And the question is, what is offensive gestures or language? And this guy dresses up as the Halloween murderer. Everything's fake, a fake knife that's got blood on it. He's dressed exactly like the Halloween guy, and he's got a picture of him underneath a, you know, looks like a boardwalk of some sort, dressed as this axe, this knife murderer guy, and he's walking around. So they arrested him.
And he's doing it, mind you, to brighten up everybody's day.
That's what he claims. Right? Yeah. What's his claim?
Brighten my day.
Yeah, bringing a positive quote, bringing positive vibes to this gloom and doom world is what he's saying. Okay. generating, and he keeps going. He says, I'm generating some laughter, helping people crack a smile, and restoring our faith in humanity through humor. Yes, I know if I or my daughter or my wife are walking on the beach and there's a guy with a knife with blood on it that looks like the guy from Halloween is walking towards you, I'm going to go, this is so funny. This is bringing a positive vibe to my family. Thank you. In fact, I'll walk up to him and say, thank you, sir, for your wonderful, you know, gesture to the community to bring this vibe. And this is, by the way, during the hurricane, right? Or right before a hurricane. But bizarre.
I was so stressed out about the hurricane, but once I saw the guy looking like an axe murderer walking down the beach, I felt so much better.
Uplifted.
I know. So, but if you want to read about this, it's from the Halloween series. He had a fake bloody knife. He says, oh, it's just a prank. The lawyer's name is Mark Metzger.
Metzger.
Metzger, whatever, yeah. However you want to say it. What? Really, dude? Really? So they arrest him for disorderly conduct. And the question is this disorderly conduct offensive gesture or language? Well, I don't think it's offensive. I think it's scary, but it's not. I don't know. What if he was dressed that way on October 31st?
Yeah, it could be. You know, I normally, you know, when it's making an offensive gesture, it has to be making an offensive gesture that leads to some other type of conduct, some sort of unruly conduct. It's just scaring people.
I see those when I drive all the time. I don't know why. What I consider offensive gestures, people holding up their hands.
They're just telling you you're number one, Cal.
That could be it, but I take offense.
I see a lot of my Walmart offensive gestures and what people are wearing. Or at the water park, local water park.
My thought on it is this. Did the officers maybe have reasonable suspicion to detain, probable cause to arrest? Probably. Does the district attorney who would ultimately prosecute it have proof beyond a reasonable doubt to prosecute this guy and actually obtain a conviction? I highly doubt it. And I think that he kind of forced law enforcement's hand. The public is expecting something to happen. And what are you going to do? Go out there, you know, full-dress police uniform? All right, move along. Nothing to see here. Yes, he's got a machete. That's okay. You know, you just run along. Leave him alone. You'll be fine.
But the core issue is what, Todd? Did the lawyer get a whole bunch of free, cheap publicity on the local TV stations and local newspapers and so on he did not have to pay for?
Probably.
All he bought was a costume.
All I got to say is I'm not sure I'd want to hire him as a lawyer. I'm going to hire the lawyer. Yes, the lawyer with the bloody knife costume guy. Yes.
We slashed prices. I'm slashing my fee for you.
Yeah, I can see him showing up to court and the judge going, I'm going to rule against you just because I didn't like the knife thing. But anyway, that's exciting things that we get to talk about here on Radio Law Talk. But boy, let's talk about Theranos. Now, Theranos, the founder is Elizabeth Holmes, right? I'm going to try to get to this before we end. And you know what? I just don't know where I'm going to get through this. I know we've got a few minutes. But Theranos, we might just push it off into the next segment, which we don't like to do. But Elizabeth Holmes is a 19-year-old young lady that came from Stanford, that was only 1 year in Stanford, and wanted to basically invent or bring forth this new technology that allowed, just with the prick of your finger and a drop of blood — by the way, she hated needles, and this is kind of how she claims she started — and wanted to have this machine be able to read that little drop of blood and tell all types of things that are going wrong with you, or are good about you, or and gained favor in the community in Silicon Valley, and raised millions, hundreds of millions of dollars for this, including was it Walgreens that stepped up? I believe it was Walgreens that stepped up and invested, and we're going to allow these machines to go into Walgreens. Well, long story short. And this was for about 7 years or so. And I remember seeing and everyone talking about her, because we're here in California. We have an office. I have an office down in Silicon Valley. So, you know, I'm connected to a lot of people that I understand and know down there. And she was the talk of the town, right? And then talk of the United States. And talk of, she was on, I believe, Forbes magazine. Forbes put her worth — it was so funny to see. At one time, she was worth, what, $3 billion, or estimated at $3 billion, or some in the billions. And then after this blew up, it went down to zero. It went from $3 billion to worth nothing, right? And but this whole thing's going on, and now her trial is coming up. They've actually brought Denise some charges against her. What are the charges they're bringing against her? Do you know those?
Fraud, basically. Mm-hmm. Investor fraud.
And conspiracy.
Yes. Right? Yes, exactly. But did you know that her company paid out a lot of money to settle these different claims when they came across civilly? Like, she paid $25 million to end the breach of contract claim with Walgreens.
Right, right.
And right before all this criminal matter came up, right, she was out there making private settlements.
Right. And here's the thing that, you know, we've only got a minute and a half left, but here's the thing that I want to set up for you. And they've started with their opening arguments. And how opening arguments is the prosecutors, you get to give their opening arguments, and so does the defense. And what I want to do the next hour — it's hour number two, so hang on, or if you're listening to our podcast, just click to the next hour — is the most interesting arguments defense is making, and I think there's some pretty good arguments there. As a lawyer, I love to see what they're going to come up with, because it seems like there's an insurmountable amount of evidence against her. Again, she's innocent until proven guilty. And I am looking at what defense is saying. Don't forget, all you see is what the media puts out, right? And the media is very anti what she's done, and, you know, that she scammed people. That's the media that has tried to prosecute her. But, man, the defense is coming out, and I think she's got some good defenses. And we're going to see how it turns out in the second hour. So hold on, put your seatbelt on, tighten that little strap part. We're going to hit some turbulence when we come back. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. This is Radio Law Talk.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening. Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. RadioLawTalk.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.